Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me is actor extraordinaire Steve Guttenberg.
Thank you, Ophira. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Sounds like there's a real audience here. It's so cool. It's just you and I in the studio. Wow, this is so amazing.
I know, in this bunker.
Yeah.
Waiting for the apocalypse.
No, there's a wonderful audience here. I'm so psyched.
And they are psyched to see you. Welcome.
Smarty pants people, too.
You're a smarty pants. I am impressed. I read your book, The Gutenberg Bible.
Thank you for reading it. That is so amazing. You get interviewed by people, and you go, did you read the book? No. Oh. Thank you.
They don't even lie?
Well, no, most of them don't lie. They say, no, I didn't.
Well,
but just taking the time to read it is time. Appreciate it.
Well, I love the premise that you are this kid from Long Island with a dream. You go to Hollywood, and basically you talk your way into, well, the Paramount Lot. Obviously, you pose as the stepson of, I mean, you could have picked anyone, but no, pick the CEO. I think that was the way to go, right?
Sure.
You find an empty office on the lot because you're just hanging out.
No, I was, driving around at night and, you know, sneaking around at night and everything, and I found it, and then I'd scope it out for 5, 6, 7 days, nobody was in it, and I said, hey, that's an empty, it was called the Lucille Ball Makeup Building. It's where a parking lot is on Paramount.
So you find this empty office, and you're like, well, mine.
No. Well, yeah. You know, the whole building was mine. It was so amazing. I'm telling you.
See, that's the right attitude
there. The whole building, well, it was like 5 floors, empty and, you know, kind of spooky, but really friendly and cool. And what was really wild, this is 1976, I went into rooms that hadn't been touched for 30 years, 40 years. There were these lockers that, you know, in the 50s and the 40s, guys had names like Walleye and like Frenchie and like Shorty and, you know, and they had lockers with like Shorty and Frenchie. And I was walking around one of the rooms in that building and I found a call sheet for a Humphrey Bogart movie. A call sheet.
Oh my God.
And, you know, it was just a really cool, magical building. The whole thing was empty. I found an office which had a great view toward the back of the lot and...
I love that you held out for the one with the view.
I never thought of that.
As you're just taking over offices.
Well, there's so, you know, you're looking around, you're like, oh, this is nice, you know, so.
I love the story of you busting into a casting director.
Hoyt Bowers.
And trying to get his attention.
Yeah.
First you call and say that there's free cigarettes. Well, that is such a time and a place.
Yeah, well,
to get rid of his receptionist, correct?
His receptionist. And I called because I was on the lot. So when she would leave the office, I'd sneak over and jump into his office and scare the hell out of him. And he'd and get 2 seconds with him, and he'd throw me out. But about the third or fourth time, I jumped up on his desk and started dancing. You know, like, hey, you know, I'm Steve Guttenberg. My real name is Steven Guttenberg. But my name in movies and television, blah, 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 is Steve Guttenberg. But that was from an agent, so I'm not sure which one I was at the time. But anyway, I'm this dancing maniac, and I want to make it, you know, man? I want to make it. So he said, look, just sit down.
Please, get
you know,
off my
sit
desk.
Sit down. I'll give you 5 minutes. And it was like having 5 minutes with God.
Can you explain to me about the fact that you hold the world record for the most hot dogs made? Is that correct?
I think hot dogs put in a bun.
You just put them in the bun.
In 1 minute. Yeah, it's a world record. And it's a Guinness World Record. It's an official
Did you
business.
Have to dress them, or it's a...
I'm trying to think.
Was there ketchup involved?
No.
I
bet there was. Let me think. I did on a TV show in London.
That's how their TV shows go in London? They're like, hey.
No, you're promoting a show, and they go, all right, you're going to come out here, you're going to have a world record. We're going to make sure you get the world record, by the way, don't worry. And I'm like, am I getting the freaking world record? Because if I'm not doing it.
What is the number, by the way?
I don't know, 23 or
23
something.
In 1 minute. Okay, I'm going to say it's pretty
something
impressive.
Like, yeah.
I feel like you were someone who's up for anything. You were on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a video of you jogging naked.
Oy vey. Oy vey, Dancing with the Stars.
Oy vey.
God bless them. Oy. Gee, oh, right. I'm telling you, a lot of dancing. Oy.
With stars.
It's not like it looks. It's a lot different.
We don't have any hot dogs, and we're not going to make you dance, but would you be up for an Ask Me Another challenge? Answer wisely.
If you're in your adult mode.
Ask Me Another after dark. I'm going to take your answer as yes. All right. One more hand for Steve Guttenberg. And let me welcome back our puzzle guru, Art Chung.
Neil Fira.
And our special musical guest, Paul and Storm. Now, Steve.
Yes.
On the stage, we've got Art, Paul, Storm, and me.
Mm-hmm.
So this game is called Three Men and a Babe.
Nice.
The rules are simple. We're going to ask you some questions about famous babies, and you have to choose which of three men is that baby's father. You'll be playing for our member in our studio audience, Victoria Cohen. And if you get three right, she wins a prize. Your first question, Steve. Which of these three singers got in trouble for dangling his 8-month-old baby off of a balcony in a Berlin hotel? Was it Prince, Michael Jackson, or Little Richard? One of them dangled a baby.
Can I do a lifeline thing?
There's no lifelines.
Was Prince dangling?
Was it Prince that dangled a baby?
Can one be dangling the other one?
Like a daisy,
a no?
A daisy chain of dangling? No.
No, I know that was Michael Jackson.
Of course, yes, it
was. We got one. We're two from the big prize. Okay.
Steve, in Persian, it means red rose, and in Hebrew, princess. Claimed what father about the name of his daughter, Suri? Was it Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, or John Travolta?
The Apple voice?
No, that's Suri? Siri.
Siri.
That's Siri.
That's Siri? Are you sure?
We have to ask Siri, but
Siri
I think that's
on,
pretty
you
sure.
You mean
yes.
on the Apple phone?
Right.
Yeah, that's Siri.
Yeah, that's yes. not anyone's
no,
child.
No, Suri.
Is that Suri? Wait, so Siri is the thing, and Suri is the person, the girl, the little kid you're talking about.
Yeah.
Suri's a famous daughter of
somebody.
Yes.
Somebody, one of these three men.
Travolta?
Cruise.
Or who's the third?
Brad Pitt.
Oh, Brad Pitt. He's got like 7 kids, right?
He does.
I got to tell you something. I give that freaking guy a lot of credit. Come on. 7 kids and her? Holy. I mean, seriously. Every guy on the planet knows going, oh, my God. I don't care if you're a super movie triple zillionaire, $1 billion. Can you imagine?
Okay, do you have an answer, by the way?
Anyway, I think it's Cruise.
Yes.
Tom
yes.
Cruise. Correct. 2-2. Yeah. One to go.
You're doing great.
Set for life. Set for life. Little NPR money coming to you. Yeah.
We do our fun drive, and then we just gift it back.
Okay, this next one is a musical question.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Just that 1 minute old.
That song was written by what pop superstar to celebrate the birth of his daughter, Aisha, who can be heard gurgling at the end of the song? Was it Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, or Marvin Gaye?
Which one was in the Four Tops? Which one was in the Four Tops?
That would be none of them.
None of the above is not an option.
Wait, which one? Who is it? It's you're talking about Otis Redding? No.
No.
You didn't say Otis Redding. Who's the three?
Ray Charles.
Ray Charles. Ray Charles, I saw the movie.
Yes.
Know him.
Stevie Wonder.
He didn't do a movie?
Not yet.
There's no movie on him yet. There should be a movie on him.
Or Marvin Gaye.
Stevie Wonder, I guess it is, right?
That's a good.
Smart crowd here, man. Sweet.
Okay, you did it.
You won the prize.
Victoria Cohen, you get a copy of Steve's book, The Gutenberg Bible.
That's the prize?
That's a good prize. You also get a NPR Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Wait. Put it.
And Steve Guttenberg is giving you a $20 bill.
And a taxi ride home, you know, a 20.
And Steve, I have an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube for you, too.
Oh, Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, it's an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
You know,
it's
I have a friend of mine whose son can do it blindfolded. You know, they have these super brilliant. You guys should know this. You're the Aren't there like there are these like, you know, big groups of people that can do these like?
Well, you might become one of them.
I hope so.
I hope so too. Steve Gutenberg, everybody.